vehicles to NLSC to inspire students and participants, and they're often engaging. But they don't know what it's like to walk in our shoes, to sit in our seats. This year, we decided to look within for inspiration. Millions of former SkillsUSA members are building their own successful careers and putting their SkillsUSA training and experiences to work. As we talk with former members, one message stands out. Those who are most successful maximized every opportunity in this organization to prepare themselves for success. Tonight, a few of those former members have joined us to share their stories.
I remember when I was around your age, I felt very lost and confused as to what I was going to do with my future. SkillsUSA helped change that. You see, I was born in a place called Juarez, Chihuahua, Mexico, 1991. That's right. My family came to the U.S. when I was only a few months old, meaning that we were undocumented immigrants. My life as an American raised Mexican was pretty normal. I remember watching Power Rangers Saturday morning. I remember the first time I ever asked my mom for a peanut butter and jelly, and she had no idea what that was. And like most people my age, I wasn't really interested in school. Actually, the only few things I was interested in at the time, maybe someone here can relate, was girls and anything that didn't have to do with school. Either way, in high school, I went to Anthus Career Center, a vocational school. But that's when I realized something very important about my life. You see, because I was undocumented, I didn't have the same rights as everyone else. No one told me that. When I went to go get a job, they told me I couldn't work. When I went to go get a driver's license, they said I couldn't drive. And you can imagine how I felt, unsure of what I was going to do with my life. I felt so betrayed because the only country that I ever knew was rejecting me. But I knew I had to keep going. So at Anthus, I learned graphic design, and that's where I met Ms. Karen Gilley, my instructor, and more importantly, one of the biggest influences of my youth. Absolutely incredible. I remember when she asked me to be a part of SkillsUSA, I was super reluctant. And I gotta be honest, the only reason I did it is because she lied and said it was mandatory. It wasn't, but it's the best lie I've ever been told in my life. And I'm happy to announce her and her students are here right now representing Fort Wayne, Indiana, just like me. Before I knew it, I was on my way to Kansas City, where the National Conference used to be held. And what an experience that was. I learned so many things. How to present in front of people that were very, very, very stringent on rules. Right? You've all gone through that. I learned how to work collaboratively on a big project, and I learned how to create and build something that stood out. Now, I didn't know it at the time, but those skills would launch me into an amazing career that put me ahead of my peers by years. And to have those skills at such a young age, 16, 17 years old, well, that gave me the ability to do something I didn't think I was going to be able to do for myself, which is to build a future. Now, in my mid-20s, I received DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Between SkillsUSA and DACA, I've been able to do so many incredible things. I am now a professional graphic designer and entrepreneur, running three businesses on my way to launch a fourth. Crazy, I know. I've been on the cover of a magazine as one of the most influential people in my city. And I've even been able to do a TED Talk and tell my story time and time again, just like I am here today. Karen Gilley, Anthus Career Center, Skills USA, and so many other people believed in my potential and helped me unlock it. You have that same potential. You have that same greatness. But what you do with it is 100% up to you. Keep pushing yourself. Keep striving for higher levels. And most importantly, don't forget that someone believes in you. Because if they didn't, you would not be here right now. Take this beautiful experience over the next week and apply the lessons that you learn here into your future, whatever that is. Whether you go to college, maybe you want to start a business, or a few, or maybe you want to join into the skilled trades. That greatness is within you, but it's up to you to unlock it. So do it. Thank you.
I'm gonna be really honest. It's truly crazy how full circle this moment is for me. I'm starting to get some flashbacks of all the highs I've had with this organization. Winning states, meeting incredible people, enhancing my leadership skills at WLTI and nationals. But if I'm being fair, I'm also remembering some of the lows I've had. Placing fourth at nationals in prepared speech every single year. Worrying if I was gonna be able to handle my senior year as a national officer, and even hoping that my introverted self wouldn't hold me back. But through all the highs and lows I've had with this organization, one of the most important things that Skills USA has ever taught me is not only the importance of perseverance, but also its necessity. For me, it's as though there's this ladder in life. It's very tall. So tall that you can't even see the top of it. Now, some of these rungs are sturdy, and those rungs could not even be broken by the strongest people alive. Then you have other rungs that are very weak, and the weight of a feather could split them in half. Each rung is a new challenge. And you have to get over them if you want to keep climbing. The higher you climb, the closer to success you are. This is the ladder of success. And it's something that is very important to me. And you see, the reason this moment right now is so full circle is because this idea of a ladder of success is actually an excerpt from my very first speech in the prepared speech competition. And Skills USA has taught me not to see these rungs as a daunting feat, but as an opportunity. As not only a woman in STEM, but also as a person of color in STEM, I'd be lying if I had said that I haven't had my fair share of setbacks. In high school, I was told by a peer that the only reason I got into Georgia Tech was because I was a boost to their diversity numbers. Yeah. Just last month, I started a new job. I met a coworker for the first time. We were talking, and he looked at me and he said, "You don't look like an engineer." I know. Now, the mental setbacks that I've experienced are unfortunately not unique. But what is unique is the way that I'm able to handle it. Because of the lessons I have learned from Skills USA. Skills USA's lessons helped me persevere in high school when I was so worried that my anxiety was gonna consume me. I took a breath, started understanding my worth and my value and my capabilities, and now I stand here today. Skills USA's lessons helped me persevere in March of this year when I was laid off from my very first job because of budget cuts. I pushed through, applied to, and I'm not even kidding, this is not a joke, 100 jobs, and have now ended up back here in Atlanta as a process engineer at Owens Corning. Thank you. SkillsUSA's lessons even helped me persevere through imposter syndrome that I felt at that new job. I walked in my first day and was so worried that I was not going to be as good as the other engineers. But even to this day, I take it one step at a time, continue to learn and observe, and know that I have the confidence and the capabilities to be able to do this. And SkillsUSA taught me to never give up, to never let somebody else's words or ideas bog me down, to never think less of myself for any reason whatsoever. SkillsUSA taught me to keep climbing. And what's so cool is that this ladder of success that I'm still climbing to this day has brought me back here. Now, I know you are all super excited to get this week started. And just know that you'll leave Atlanta on Friday, but even though you do, SkillsUSA will still be there with you, helping you prepare for each step of your own ladder. So please take advantage of this incredible organization while you have the chance. Run for office, enter the competition, host volunteering opportunities, do it all. And above all and above everything else, don't stop climbing. You'd be surprised where the ladder can take you.
You know, I learned a lot of life lessons from my grandfather, or nonno, as we say in Italian. Yeah. When I was 8 years old, he told me the last chore I had to do was sweep the garage floor before I could go get an ice cream. So I did like any hungry 8-year-old would do, and I swept that floor real quick, right? And as we were leaving, he looked back in the corner, and he said, "Matt, what's this?" And he grabbed me by the shoulder, and he brought me to the corner, and he grabbed a broom and a dustpan. And he said, "I want to teach you one of the most important lessons in life. Take pride in everything you do, even if you don't think it's important, and even if no one's looking." You know, Nano's words stuck with me that day and all through the rest of my life. And I've swept the corners in everything I've done in life. And SkillsUSA was a huge part of reinforcing that, competing in competitions and being judged highly on the quality of my work. You know, this brick right here, you might be wondering why I'm holding a brick. This brick sits on my desk. 13 years ago, I sat exactly where each of you are sitting. Well, not exactly. NLSC was in a different state back then, but you get the picture. This was the brick that I received in 2010 when I competed in the national competition and took second. It sits on my desk. And when people come in, they say, "Matt, I know you're a Mason. Why do you have a brick paperweight on your desk?" And you know, life's all about perspective, because they see a brick. What I see here is like a degree from Harvard or Stanford. It's proof that I was in the right place, doing the right things, and I had the right skills, and I was rewarded for my hard work. You know, from then on, I was a bricklayer. Shout out to my Masons out there. And I was a darn good one. And I worked in the family business in Boston, Massachusetts, and I helped my dad grow that business. And I took my Nano's advice, and I worked really hard, but you know, I had a dream. I had a dream to reinvent this family business in California. And I knew that I had learned skills, and yeah, here we go. I knew I had skills and talents that I had built, and I really wanted to make a name for myself. You know, each and every one of you can make a name for yourself today, starting right now. I went to California, I reinvented the family business, and fast forward to today. I have 9 crews working every day. I've done on over $40 million of masonry work in my own company. And on top of that, I'm working on the same celebrity homes that I saw as a little kid on magazines. You know, I am proof that if you follow your talents, you follow your dreams, that they become a vehicle for your success. And there's no such thing as a box when you're talking about skills. You know, I have one regret. Just one, when I was in 2010 when I competed. And it was that no one told me to take 10 seconds to really let this moment sink in. So we're going to fix that here today. I'd like each and every one of you to do this with me. I want you to feel your feet on the floor, your butts in your chair, and I want you to close your eyes. We're going to take 10 seconds and really let this moment sink in. So go ahead and close your eyes, and I'm going to count backwards from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And open your eyes. Remember what it means to be a part of SkillsUSA, an organization that believes in you, an organization that invests in you, and take the time to make a name for yourself. You can start right here, right now. And last but not least, take my Nano's advice and check your corners as you go throughout your days. Thank you. SkillsUSA.